Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Hey, this is Buck Joffrey, and if you are a high-paid professional looking to break free from the golden handcuffs, listen closely. Now, I went from being a busy surgeon to a real estate investor with over $2 billion in assets under management. And now I'm on a mission to share the wealth-building secrets of the ultra-rich with you. Imagine legally paying little or no taxes, shielding your assets from risk, and investing in distressed real estate during the current real estate meltdown. Did you know, for example, that right now, the high interest rates have created a rare chance in the market to buy discounted apartment buildings? By seizing this moment, you can position yourself for massive gains when rates inevitably drop. And I'll tell you what, that is exactly what we do in my podcast community together. Don't settle for conventional wisdom. Let me show you how the economy works and how you can use financial education to achieve true financial freedom. Tune into the Wealth Formula Podcast with me, Buck Joffrey, and take control of your financial destiny.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Thursday, July 25th. Second day of Jaguars training camp practices in the books. Ryan Nielsen, Jaguars' new defensive coordinator, spoke with the media before practice, and I apologize if you're hearing any background noise. We have got some folks doing some yard work or something really close by. But again, Ryan Nielsen spoke to the media before practice. Every time you get to hear from him, I think it's a treat. This is a guy that's very articulate, very detailed, intense, but high energy as well. So we're going to dive into everything I saw out there on practice day two for Jaguars training camp. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out genjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. So as I mentioned, Ryan Nielsen, speaking to the media before practice, was asked about Tyson Campbell, you know, being one of the guys that when you're approached about this job, is he one of those players that you're really excited about? And he said, absolutely. And he believes that Tyson, who is already a very good football player, can get better. Talked about Josh Hines Allen getting better. Everybody, they just want to take little steps forward day by day. And so I think Ryan Nielsen is fired up about the group he has and also fired up about teaching and helping these players grow. So I think that's really exciting. He was also asked about the depth of the cornerback room. He said he likes it a lot, says that they're focused on getting all the guys, whether it's in the cornerback room or elsewhere, reps against different players in different situations, because he says that's a real evaluation. Like, if you're just lining up this guy in one situation over and over again, you don't really get to see the full picture. And he mentioned how in today's game, there just is so much nuance. Like, players have to do so many different things. They have to be so versatile, so multiple. And so putting a player in the same spot every single time, you don't get to really evaluate. And I like that. I like that thought process. You know, you're not going to be put in the same position, the same situation every time you're on the field in a football game. So why should practice be that way? I like that a lot. Ryan Nielsen was also asked about Trevis Gibson. Said he had a really good day yesterday. I thought I saw Trevis out there making some plays again today. Said that he brings tenacity, toughness. He has a little twitch to him, has length. Talked about the energy that he plays with. So I think that the Jaguars are pleased with Trevis Gibson so far, who probably is looking like your edge three at this point. We've talked about that, right? He talked about how, again, players have to do so much nowadays. They have to be much more well-rounded, and that's what they're trying to get out of their defense throughout these training camp practices, is to make them more well-rounded. And he was asked, like, well, if you're trying to teach them everything, is it possible they become, you know, jack of all trades but master of none type situation? And he said that's kind of the challenge of being a football coach. You have to get them prepared for every situation but also hone what they do best. It is a tough gig, no doubt about it. Said the players, they don't care. This was a really good quote, and I have heard it before. It wasn't an original quote, but it holds true. He said players don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And so his goal and his staff's goal is to show how much they care by teaching well, by communicating well, by showing that they care about them on and off the field. And he said it seems like there's a lot of buy-in. And based on what we've seen so far and heard from everyone on the team, it seems like that's absolutely the case. At the end of his media session, I asked him why his teams have been so good in the red zone. Like going back to New Orleans, Atlanta last year, and then the last couple days of training camp practice that we've seen here in Jacksonville, the Jaguars defense has been excellent in the red zone. And he talked about basically, you know, preparation and knowing what type of offenses and what type of plays you could potentially see in the red zone. The field shrinks, so you're not going to see the full playbook from an offense. What are they going to try to get to in the red zone? How are they going to try to beat you and preparing your players for those types of situations? So it seems like, and we kind of have been able to glean this before, but it seems like situational football is huge for Ryan Nielsen and his coaching staff, and that they're going to be able to get the guys prepared for specific situations maybe a little bit better than you've seen around here lately. So I think that's really exciting. And again, it has carried over to the football field. We will talk about that. Field goals, you have Riley Patterson and Cameron Little kind of competing for that job, field goal kicker. Riley Patterson has been in Jacksonville. He's had experience in the league. He's kicked for the Lions. He's been around, right? He does not have the biggest leg, but he's pretty accurate inside of 50. In fact, very accurate inside of 50. And obviously a guy who there should be some reverence for here in Jacksonville as someone who made a game-winning field goal in the playoffs. Today, I thought he's competing. And again, he's an accurate kicker inside of 50 yards. But when you get past that 50-yard mark, I think he has to really put a lot of leg into it. I think it makes it difficult. You saw one doink off the upright in the team portion of practice for the field goal kicker, Riley Patterson. Then you look at Cam Little, who the Jaguars drafted in the sixth round this year. He was perfect in the team portion of practice, and the ball just jumps off his foot. Like it's like it's shot out of a cannon. The trajectory, the velocity, he's a special talent. You see why they valued him in the sixth round. But, you know, kicking is so mental. He seems like he has the confidence based on everything we saw from him at Arkansas, based on what we've seen and heard from him here in Jacksonville. It seems like he does have a lot of confidence in himself, and confidence is critical as a kicker, trying to get that repeatable stroke. But he's got the talent. So for me, it is a competition. The Jaguars have been clear about that. It's a competition. But to me, it doesn't look like a competition that is going to be very easy to win for Riley Patterson, because Cam Little just is more talented. He is, bottom line. So getting into some of the happenings in the first round of 11-on-11, which was around the middle of the field, around midfield here today. Not everything was red zone today or close to the end zone. You did have some midfield work here. The defense came out hair on fire. Devon Hamilton, tackle at the line of scrimmage. Josh Allen and a couple other guys run stuff. Then Trevor Lawrence with some pressure, with nobody really open, a little bit too high for Elijah Cooks. Then you have another run stuff, Jeremiah Ledbetter getting into the backfield. You had Trayvon Walker and Tyler Lacy combining for a run stuff. You had Daniel Thomas in tight coverage, forced a Mac Jones incompletion. Tank Bigsby then had a good run. You did see a couple decent runs on the day. I thought Tank Bigsby got what he could out there today. Deontre Prince was able to force an incompletion in tight coverage. You saw Javon Foster false start. Javon Foster, the rookie fourth-round pick out of Missouri. So you saw the defense come out just like yesterday, hair on fire, playing really damn good football. And I will say this. It's important to note. Defenses oftentimes at the beginning of training camp and at the beginning of seasons are playing better, more cohesive football than offenses. There's a lot more moving parts and cohesion and chemistry required for an offense to execute.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Generally speaking, offenses start to pick it up the more time on task that they have. But the Jaguars defense, it's a stark contrast to what you've seen here from a consistency standpoint and energy standpoint. You always have Chris Richard behind that defense, coaching them up every single play. And I think that his energy and Ryan Nielsen's energy and the rest of that coaching staff on that side of the ball, it's evident. It's clear. You can see it. Getting into some 7-on-7 and then more 11-on-11 in the red zone. It might have been 20, 25-yard line, but, you know, they're trying to get into the end zone there. Short completion to ETN. You saw that with 7-on-7. Then Trevor Lawrence incomplete to Brian Thomas Jr. down the field with Tyson Campbell in tight coverage. You saw Foye get a scoop and score. I think Luke Farrell initially caught a pass. Then Ventrell Miller kind of knocked it out. I think it would have been a fumble, but it could have been an incompletion as well. Not exactly sure. Have to check the tape on that, which of course we can't do that. But Foye scooped it up, and I think he would have scored from quite a long way away. Devin Duvernay got the first touchdown grab for the offense in the team portion of drills. Back of the end zone catch from C.J. Beathard. Tight window. DeAndre Prince was in coverage. He also caught another touchdown later on, beating Christian Braswell. So Devin Duvernay had himself a nice day. Travis Etienne, another nice grab. Low pass over the middle from C.J. Beathard. D'Ernest Johnson had a touchdown grab underneath from Mac Jones. Saw Evan Engram drop a pass from Trevor Lawrence. Was not his best outing, Evan Engram there. Trey Flowers was able to get a pass breakup. And Chris Richard was very vocal after that. Like, go get the football. Catch the ball. Turn it over, right? So even on plays where the defense clearly wins, you're still getting coached up. Saw Christian Kirk beat Darnell Savage for a score from 16. Trevor Lawrence. Darby was able to get his hands on the football again. Did not get an interception, but he was able to force a pass breakup. Poked the ball out from Elijah Cooks late in a rep. Parker Washington, he looked really good. I think he had 4 catches in the team portion of practice, all over the field. A guy that's playing very well and obviously fighting for his roster spot. I think that it's pretty locked up at this point. Denzel Mims made a couple grabs in teams today. You know, a guy that was a former high draft pick that hasn't worked out for him in the NFL so far. He faces an uphill battle trying to make the Jaguars roster, but he had a nice day today. Tavon Campbell was able to get a pass breakup. He's been around here for a little while, trying to compete for a back of the roster spot. Again, another player with a tough uphill battle there. Josh Peterson scored a touchdown grab under the middle or over the middle. So Josh Peterson has been able to find the end zone in back-to-back days. This is a guy that, for whatever reason, he's been able to find the end zone quite a bit. Now, getting into the real takeaway here, beyond the fact that I do think Cam Little is probably going to be the Jaguars' field goal kicker. He's clearly the more talented guy. The Jaguars' defense, Ryan Nielsen, Chris Richard, these guys, the players out there, they have been given the offense fits. And you saw Trevor Lawrence get really frustrated today. He was very frustrated. Doug Peterson was very frustrated. Trevor Lawrence threw two interceptions in the same spot to Dewey Wingert, who he was where he was supposed to be, and he made plays on the ball, and he was fired up about it. And, you know, Dewey Wingert's an excitable guy, great energy, great personality. So two interceptions from Trevor Lawrence in the end zone, not great, right? You did see him bounce back a little bit after that. He had a nice rollout throw to Elijah Cooks, but again, the defense really won the day again today, like without question. They were more physical. They were more dialed in. They were more energetic. Ryan Nielsen has the Jaguars offense looking like they're in hell right now. And that's great for the defense. I think you want to see a little bit more competitive spirit from the offense. You want to see a little bit more cohesiveness, a little bit more chemistry. And yeah, Trevor Lawrence is throwing to some new guys. He is. Brian Thomas Jr., a player that I think is still trying to gain confidence out there, clearly has the ability, but trying to gain confidence out there, I think that that is going to be something he continues to work through. Not really making plays in the team portion of practice so far. This defense is coming to play. Press Taylor's still calling plays. Will that change? Don't know. Press Taylor was still calling in the plays, though, today. Travis Etienne, I thought, looking at a couple offensive guys that did play well, Travis Etienne made an impact as a receiver. He really did. I mentioned Parker Washington had a big day. Devin Duvernay had a big day, scoring twice and again. Dewey Wingert, player MVP of the practice, certainly picking off two Trevor Lawrence passes, but I think really, and Tyson Campbell played extremely well again, too. I think that Ryan Nielsen is the MVP of this training camp so far. Straight up. Ryan Nielsen and his coaching staff on the defensive side of the ball. It's been different. Visibly different. High energy, physical. These guys are where they're supposed to be. It's like they just understand, like they've been taught better where they need to be, when they need to be there, how offenses are going to try to attack them. And on the other side of that coin, the Jaguars offense needs to figure some things out here. And again, it's early. You don't even have pads on yet. But for the defense to be that much better than the offense, you got to go back to the drawing board a little bit and figure things out, I think. So Jaguars offense has some work to do moving forward. We will have practice Friday and Saturday. They will have Sunday off. So got a couple days here before the little bit, a bit of a break to try to get things back on track on offense. I thought the offense played better yesterday than they did today, but both days were clearly won by the defense. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Drop your thoughts in the comment section below. If you want to support the channel further, you can check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.